ain't this a national adult learning organization? And we are a membership organization. We have members from all over the country. And our members are people who provide adult education for any adult who wants to return to learning, whether they are want to do adult basic education or right up to third level. We don't provide the courses ourselves. Our members do, and they would be like education training boards, volunteering community groups, etc. So each year, our key job is to promote adult education and the benefits. So each year we run an Adult Learners Festival, which usually takes place in the last week in February. This is the ninth year that we're running the festival this year. And what we do is we support our members nationwide to promote the work we do, to put on events and activities to encourage people back to learning, and generally to sort of raise awareness of learning for people who mightn't think it's for them. So that's the whole idea of it. So the week starts off with a very nice ceremony next Monday, which is called the Star Awards. It's a ceremony where we give five awards for each region to projects that have demonstrated excellence throughout the country. Before that, we do a launch. In fact, earlier on today, we did the launch in collaboration with Galway Roscommon Education and Training Board. There was a very nice event there this morning where a local graffiti artist, did a workshop with adult learners from Galway and Roscommon ETB, and they created a really unique piece of artwork capturing the theme of the festival this year, which is learning a lifetime's work. And that will be on display in the Adult Education Centre in Castlereagh in County Roscommon for the duration of the festival. So then we move on to Monday. We have the awards ceremony for Star Awards, and we had 71 entrants this year, and we will be awarding five beautiful trophies in the Ballsbridge Hotel in Dublin on Monday. And then throughout the week, there are activities going on all over the country. We have nearly 300 different events. They're up on our website, adultlearnersfestival.com. And if you want to find out what's going on throughout the country and you have a computer, you can go in there and you can click onto the county and you can see what's happening in your county. So in a nutshell, that's what we're actually doing.
And what kind of entries do you have? Like, what type of projects have people been involved with?
They're absolutely fabulous. We have, just to give you a flavour, for example, we have a horsemanship skills programme. We had a healthcare for students with mental health difficulties, young women in technology, drama, art. We have a men's shed, a program which has been shortlisted, where the men are building a wind turbine. We have different arts and crafts project. We have leadership and advocacy program. There's everything. Like, there's a whole range. The thing about this festival is it's just not about one thing. There's a whole range of activities going from, you know, things that you need to read and write with to things that you can make, do, sing, play, whatever, cook or whatever. So the projects that are nominated are ones that really demonstrate excellence for the learners involved, and they really are fantastic. When we award the awards on Monday, then we release, you know, the kinds of we say something about the projects, and they're fantastic. Like, for example, last year, I know everybody knows now Stephanie Roach, you know, the girl who was in for the goal. Last year, her project won a prize here with Ain't This a Futsal Project. It was one which actually encouraged people back to learning through sport and through football. And that was really, really interesting, where young people came in, you know, got involved in sport, and then actually began to do accredited programs. In fact, we tried to get Stephanie to do something with us at the launch of the festival, but she's busily finding a new team. So there's an example like that. Another example last year was a group from the Blue Teapot. It's a sort of theatrical organization that works with young people who have Down syndrome. And they were just fabulous. You know, this work that they did with people were really, was really, really good. We work with men, we work with women, you know, so there's a whole range of things there.
And what kind of barriers, or I suppose self-limitations, do people have when it comes to back to education or lifelong learning?
Yeah, well, you know, they vary. I suppose, there's two big barriers still, you know, to moving on in education, and that's, you know, things like finance, childcare, that kind of thing. But I think probably one of the biggest barriers for people is actually not realizing that learning is for you. You know, that you may have left school early, gone early into the workforce, and you may not have completed your second level school, and you know, there's quite a lot of fear there that you may not be able to come back into learning, or for people who are better qualified. I think also for people who've been out of learning for a while, you know, either with childcare or caring responsibilities, coming back in again. I think that's a big barrier, and I think many of the events that are being held during the festival are ones where people can actually just come in a casual way, have a cup of coffee, you know, have a taster morning, bring along a friend, and, you know, just be comfortable and look at the different things that you can actually do. And I think once you overcome that and realize there's something for everybody, you know, I think you move on. Like, for example, I worked for a long time in the area of adult literacy, and people would be very scared about coming back into education. But when they did and they gained confidence, you know, they really, really took off and moved on. So, you know, it depends on where you're at. So what we would say to people, look, don't be afraid of whatever. There's something for everybody, no matter what kind of level of education or ability you have.